If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
For those of you who are tuning in to the second very exciting episode
of... Oh, you're
of
getting loud again.
Oh, my God.
Take two.
Nagging wife. Can we ever get through the intro? Ever. Okay. Welcome to...
I'll talk quiet.
Maybe I want to introduce
Fine,
it.
Do it.
No,
you already started. Do it. Prove it. Make this better, and I'll interrupt you. We'll see how awesome that is. Let's go.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for the second episode
of
Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
That's not how it's said. Say it in French.
Queer Eye pour la rouge yeux.
Yeux homosexuel pour le conjonctivé.
Oh!
Is that for reals?
Save! If that's it, you're it might amazing. Be.
See, I crudely translated pink as rouge. Was that real?
Yeah, no, it wasn't your imagination. Realsies.
No, but like it was a legitimate French?
It was legit French. I only speak unlegitimate French on the weekends.
Well, that's when you're in your fight club.
That other voice you hear in the room that's not the fishwife sound.
Oh!
Is.
Oh!
That's Diana. And the other one.
Nice.
Speak now, Christina.
This is Christina.
So.
She got all shy.
Here's.
I'm uncomfortable. I told you I was nervous.
Christina.
Joey.
You have now. You're now being indoctrinated into the Queer Eye archives.
Ah, swell.
And, I want you to describe what you see in front of you right now, because this, I mean, very few people are allowed into the vault.
Yeah.
Like, how many doors do we have to come through?
Are we counting my transportation?
You mean where we sent a limousine meeting? To pick you up and blindfolded you?
That's what I think she
That's
was
what I was referring to, yeah. So, there was first a hurried knock on my door, so I left my house, one, out of my apartment door, two, into the limousine, three. Does coming out of the limousine count as four?
Because no, it's the door same
opened.
Door.
Okay. Same door.
So
don't
three,
count it.
We're only up to three.
Yeah.
There was first secret layer door number one, and then I had to get past the dogs.
Right.
And then through wooden roll-up door, what's that, four, five?
We're on to five.
Five. I had to slide under one, forgot my hat, had to go back, so that's six. And then through the apartment door, which was really nice to come up to because it smelled like vanilla flowers. So seven is the grand total.
Well, we don't, I mean...
Yeah, well, if you aren't motivated to get here, I don't think you should be our guest. So, kudos to you and your hat.
Well, thank you.
For making it tonight.
This is episode two, and in episode one, I did not... In any way, we did not talk about why we are calling this Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Mm.
I was thinking, you know, there's so many podcasts out there. What can make us unique? Well, we just happen to be faggles.
Are you like muggles who practice homosexuality? Or are you more like Muppets who live in Faggle Rock?
Oh my God, I was just thinking that!
That was a snort from our guest, Christina. Christina is a friend of the gays. Not gay herself.
I'm your token straight friend, I think.
Yeah, we need at least one. Yeah.
But her haircut may suggest otherwise.
I'm growing it out.
She's tired of being hit on whenever she goes to biker bars.
It's just how I get free drinks. It's okay.
It's true, I bought her a bottle of wine, got me nothing. A little boob play, but I could have got that for free, of course.
You got some titty touching?
Nice. Wait, I don't remember that. That was that Vicodin wine.
That was the cloudy part. I told you it was extra yeasty.
Vicodin wine?
It's very fine. It's 2008 Vicodin Merlot.
What is that, Canadian?
It's from Duncan.
Whoa!
Oh.
We've burned the peoples of Duncan now.
No, just their wine selection.
So should we enter into our first segment?
Oh, we have a... Yeah, right, okay.
Well, I mean, I always think our first segment should be Weekly Highlights.
Weekly Highlights.
Okay. And since it's been a week since our last filming, which
filming?
Is not taping.
Recording.
Recording.
You know, a couple times today, I actually thought the phrase, I've got the perfect face for radio. And I thought, well, maybe that should just be an inside thought, but nope, there it is.
There it is. She put it out there to the cosmos.
Yeah.
Perfect face for radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dog's
ass. And I know
ass.
It's not radio, but it's far more advanced.
So, Christina.
So, Joey.
What was the highlight of your week?
Definitely it was my brother coming to town. He lives in Ottawa, and I live here in Vancouver.
It's like a science fiction experiment to watch these two. They both came with half their brain, and they get reunited again, and they're like, let's do our twin speak. And then you just watch
okay
the two.
With us.
If they bleached their hair blonde and had blue contacts, I'd be super creeped.
Yeah, it was a rather touching moment when I saw him at the airport. I was like, there's my brother! And he smells kind of like airplane sweat.
Did you bring a ghetto blaster and play a soundtrack?
Oh, I wish I had.
Did you run slow-mo into each other's arms?
Yeah, no, it was definitely slow-mo, and maybe there was a soundtrack in my head.
What was the song that
Chariots of Fire.
Really?
Why wheelchair? Like the gladiator thing? Wait.
Wheelchair?
Okay, wait. Chariots?
You wear it on the exterior.
Tell me what a chariot is. What's a chariot?
Chariot's one of those little carted things that gets pulled behind horses in Roman times.
Like in a gladiator style.
Yes. Right, but why do they have
So is this why you thought of wheelchair?
Okay, well, I say this.
I don't understand.
And I could be wrong now that I'm thinking about it, but I think that it was the theme song for Rick Hansen's Man in Motion tour.
Ah.
Is your brother a gay Muppet?
He is indeed not a faggle.
His loss.
Yeah. Diana, highlight of the week? Do you have one?
I went...
Hey, who's running the show?
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Host. The one thing I did between the last time we filmed and this filming, taping, recording, and there's no tape anymore. What? Digitalizing?
Digital capturing.
Digital capturing. Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Between this last digital capturing and this digital capturing is I went to the German Christmas market. I laughed my fucking ass off because it is the most... manufactured lame Vancouver version.
Okay, it's totally wait. Manufactured, yes.
What is a German Christmas market?
Do you want to take this one, Christina?
Sure, I'd like to roll with that.
Go ahead.
Am I allowed to, Joey?
I will allow this.
Oh, excellent.
Permissible.
Permissible. I've been to one Christmas market. It's a constructed Christmas village,
yes.
Whereas I think they just occur in other communities and they feel more authentic because they are.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Would you say you are a German Christmas market aficionado?
No, I would say I'm an amateur enthusiast of the German Christmas market.
I'd love to see that on a resume.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, it's on there.
On a resume right. Park?
Wordplay.
You were referring to resume parks,
of
right?
Of course. I would like to see those words written on resume parks.
She does have a tattoo that says German Christmas market. And they're like, we don't allow those tattoos on a bus.
Get off the bus.
That's
the
real
tattoo.
Reason why she wasn't allowed to come on. Getting more comfortable at this?
Yeah, not as nervous.
Good.
This is just regular talking.
Exactly.
The giant microphone.
You thought you were going to be interviewed.
Just think of it as Jesus.
No, I was worried. You'd have like questions that I'd need to really think about.
It actually says on my list, questions that will make Christina uncomfortable. With a little checkbox beside
it. Tell me about the first time you masturbated.
It's actually written down.
Describe in detail your first masturbation.
Because yours involved a doll puppet too, right?
How?
No.
Oopsie-daisy doll, the one who crawls.
That was the hottest shit, because she wet herself.
No, oopsie-daisy didn't. She just fell down
it.
And asked for mummy.
That's hot.
Which is kind of hot.
Crawl to mummy.
That was in the commercial, wasn't it?
Like, crawl to mummy.
No.
Someone saying it just like that, legs spread, crawled to mom.
And this demented baby doll crawling.
The child just looks frightened. Because there's always a child
what
that
child?
Looks enthusiastic.
Oh, whoops, Daisy. Forever been sullied in my memory.
The child's not saying it?
No, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, don't get crazy God, here.
Joey, that's just fucked up.
Boundary pushing, okay?
No, the child, if anything, is the third Mostly the caring is between the doll and the adult. The child is an add-on.
That's what I pictured. I didn't even see a child in this commercial. Just this rather hairy older woman.
Hairy older
That's
woman?
That's my doll. Oopsie-daisy, come to mama.
Oh, first Lord. Masturbation story.
That's a terrifying story.
Why does your mind go there? Do you want to know the highlight of my week?
I'm glad someone asked. I'm afraid to ask you now because I don't run the show.
You know what?
You're the cock of the whack.
You want a talking stick? We can initiate a talking stick.
Oh, I think that might be best.
Let's use this.
I regret suggesting that instantly.
Yeah.
Highlight of my week. I'm on vacation now, so I had time to do stuff, and
AKA Van Wilder.
He had time to do Van Wilder.
Can you explain your reference?
Did they have a Van Wilder vacation?
Oh yeah,
where they did wacky frat stuff.
Especially
at Christmas, they spanked Mrs. Claus and they puked on her. I don't know. I've never seen the Van Wilder movies. I'll confess.
So I had. You know what? I can't believe you haven't seen them because he spanks Mrs. Claus and pukes on her.
So awesome! Great frat movie. The best acting ever.
It's what made Ryan Reynolds famous. That's why Scarlett Johansson fell in love with him. I love the way you puke on Mrs. Claus.
Is this the highlight of your week right now, Joey?
Well, I don't know why.
Get to your point.
Dinah complains that I interrupt her.
Yes, you do.
Well, I had my nieces over to come record a Christmas album. So they came over and they recorded 4 songs and they redid California Girls and rewrote their own lyrics.
How old are they?
Okay, one of them's 11. One of them's 18 going on 11.
Hope she's not listening.
No, I know, right?
Who doesn't want an 18-year-old niece to be sweet and innocent still? She is not wrapped up in drama, conflict, sex, violence, drugs, drinking.
So she is not cable TV.
She still thinks Christmas is magical. She still enjoys family time.
She's lovely.
She is a wonderful... I couldn't ask for a better niece. That's why I don't mean that as a dig in any way. Like, I'm so proud of her. So, and an amazing voice. My sister... Okay, so this is the thing. It was a secret against my sister. Against my sister?
You're going to plan her downfall with the CD.
No one could know.
She'll melt!
Eagles!
Because it was going to go out to her for Christmas, and she called no less than 10 times. One of the times I had to lie to her, she's like, so I thought maybe my family's there recording a CD. I'm like, your family?
Wow, I hope you didn't cover it like that, because that's the worst cover ever.
And she's like, yeah, my family. I'm like, your family? What?
Oh my God.
What cartoon voice is that?
I'm like, what?
Because everyone does that voice, but who is that? Way to sell it.
I know. Mm. Anyway, that was the highlight of my week.
It sounds like a good time.
We had a good time. They ordered pizza. They ate that for lunch and dinner.
18-year-old niece going on 11. Possibly a discriminatory question. Does she have some sort of developmental disability, or is she just really sweet? Because the 18-year-olds I know that are full of Christmas love and family time and not into drugs or sex or violence have Down syndrome.
Oh, God. She went there.
I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying anything derogatory. I'm just saying that's my history with people of that age who act 7 years younger.
Christina, we sent a limo to pick you up.
We did, and it was fabulous.
We let you into our haven.
And served me champagne.
And here you are criticizing my wonderful niece of having Down syndrome.
I'm not criticizing. I am comfortable with saying that person has Down syndrome.
Did you even have the talking stick?
I have it right beside me.
Yeah, she does.
It is closest to me.
Yeah.
And I prefaced my comment by saying, possible, quandary, asking this question, but does she? You didn't answer. You just deflected.
No, he totally deflected that question.
He did. Maybe
it's a justifiable
really
question.
And maybe she's a really gifted Olympic athlete in bowling.
In the Special Olympics? Is that what you're suggesting?
You said it, not me.
She is in no way mentally delayed.
Okay. Okay, just putting it out there that that's a possibility. Is it a possible? Is it a possibility that she's undiagnosed?
Listen, I can't believe this. Do you want to know if she listens to it? I'm gonna give her your Facebook.
You go right ahead.
You think no last names?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, last names go out to her.
Okay.
There's not undiagnosed. She. You, if you met her, you wouldn't be saying this.
Yeah, Christina.
And she does listen
I'd
to this.
Maybe I'd be able to assess her facial features. I'd probably say, okay, you're correct. You're right. There is no obvious trisomy going on.
Oh, my God. I'm editing this out?
The way you described her, she does sound innocent and beautiful.
Do you know this? You sound like a monster right now.
I sound medically accurate.
Yeah, she does. You are being a monster by not just saying, you know what, she's sweetness and light, but she doesn't have
Down
syndrome.
She is as sweet and as lovely
as people
with Down
syndrome. I said that, and then you said, I said if I see her.
And you are making it a
criticism. Yeah.
Sharesies. Mm. I said if I see her, if you see her, you would see, you would not be saying that. And you said, so I would see facially that there's no trisomisms. What did you say? Like, at that point, it should have stopped. No defending the monster. I said... Hey, you had said stuff about my niece. I could call you a monster.
She, yes, she can.
Is, I, okay, listen, I teach high school. I understand where you're coming from. The most of the 17, 18-year-olds I know are...
Yes.
Dramatic.
Disgusting.
Drug-addicted, drunken...
Filthy.
Brats.
They are. They are. And I find it really hard to believe that there's a normal, well-adjusted, beautiful niece of yours.
And so I understand where you're coming from, because most people would find it hard to believe.
Normal.
I would feel a little bit better, Christina, if you... said something to my niece.
What would I
Which
like
one?
To
the
say?
One that she, my,
the one
my
that you
knows?
Called Down syndrome.
I did not call her. I asked you a question. I think she sounds lovely. I think she sounds absolutely incredible. Just like people who have Down syndrome.
Yes.
Who are incredible
beautiful
and
people.
Lovely and
it's not an insult.
Loving and giving. And it's not an insult. Yeah, yeah. If what you're hinting at is an apology, you are not going to get it.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's. We've had our first bitch slap fight drag out
you
conversation.
Invited your token black sassy girl.
For the record, Christina is not black.
I'm really, really white. Like pasty.
Your voice sounds black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is Christina's turn.
Yeah.
But
hit it.
We did a segment called one more time.
Hit it!
Oprah's favorite.
Hit it!
Oprah's
gotta hit it!
Oprah's
go.
Oprah's favorite wish.
Oh, if I was on Oprah, and I could have anything, 'cause she is a billionaire.
That's not what it was at all, but I like that you made it Oprah's favorite wish. It was Oprah's favorite thing, but somehow because you made the theme song have wish in it, it's now Oprah's favorite wish.
That sounds way more romantic.
Can I just say why wish. I said wish instead of thing?
It makes more sense,
yeah,
I must say.
Yeah.
Because we are wishing that this is Oprah's favorite thing.
For yourself.
Excellent. And Oprah's favorite thing kind of sounds, I don't know, the word thing I don't really like.
Yeah.
It sounds
it's
like,
not really about
it sounds
Oprah.
Phallic for some reason.
Oprah's favorite cuck.
See, pretty much. That's
wow.
just what you said.
That got dirty and disturbing for everyone. So, you know the rules of this.
Yeah, okay. I heard last week.
Okay.
What would I
What
get,
can she offer
what
you?
What could she offer me on the show that would blow my mind? Or what was it, explode my head?
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking about this today. because I was watching Oprah and I was thinking about being here. And I was like, really, if they ask me this question, what am I going to say? And I had no good answer. What are things that I love? I love really dorky shit. Would you like to play Simpsons Jeopardy with me sometime?
Never!
Because it's really, really fun.
I think it would be for you. Just as Lord of the Rings trivia would be good for me.
Yeah, I would fail at that so bad.
Yes, you would.
You would
Your quest would
much
be finished.
Yeah.
Your quest would be finished? That is the dorkiest statement.
No, I think
I'm so
rad.
Proud not to have the dorkiest statement of the night.
What a,
so, it rarely happens.
What, just go LARP yourself to sleep.
Oh, only if my Oops a Daisy doll is there.
Yeah, I'm gonna LARP her like nothing. Okay, let's move on, shall we?
I love cats, and I love I love knitting, I love sign language, and I love Girl Guides, and those are incredibly dorky things. So I don't know what Oprah could give me besides a cat wearing a sweater doing sign language at a Girl Guide meeting.
That would be remarkable.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
If Oprah could provide that, my head would probably explode.
It would.
That's my favorite answer. Tell me again.
It would be a cat wearing a sweater.
Oh my god, what kind of sweater?
It would be knit.
It had to be knit. Course.
It would be a top-down raglan style.
Okay. That's and for all the knitters in the crew.
It would have cables down the front and buttonholes. They're challenging to make evenly spaced. And the cat would be doing sign language for a bunch of Girl Guides at the Girl Guide meeting. If Oprah could make that happen, I swear to God, I would explode. Because I don't really think it could ever happen.
You
I
just
think it's
have to
so out there.
It's you vibrate with excitement, you know?
I just don't see how it's possible. It's like I heard your dream of singing with Sheryl Crow.
Don't
and,
talk about that
yeah,
again.
Yeah, well, you know, it does sound like a Christmas special. And I think it's entirely plausible. I think that could happen without too much effort on Oprah's part.
I don't know.
But if Oprah could make
Chick's got resources.
Sign language Girl Guide meeting, dude.
If then she, could. She would be a wizard.
She'd be a fraggle.
She would be way better than faggle. A wizard. Way better than a faggle wizard.
I think we should refer to our listeners as faggles.
Oh, but what if they're not all faggles or faggly orientated?
Faggles can
supporters of the fag arts.
Yes.
Fag arts?
It's like dark arts.
Do
or
tell
like,
me, what is a fag art?
It's the art of making love to somebody of the same gender.
I thought it was going to be musical theater, but whatever.
Also possible. Mm. I like some musical theater.
Okay. I'm ready for our next segment.
Next one.
Who would you want to punch in the fucking face?
In the fucking face!
Sometimes someone pisses you out so much you want to punch the man in the face.
Right in the kisser, hey?
Okay.
Now,
I can go
no
first. Have you thought about
right?
this?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
We can buy you some time.
Do you want me to buy you some time? Okay.
I would like that a lot.
Because I was thinking about this, and I think this will expand your options, because there's something that pisses me off so much, I want to punch it in the face.
Interesting.
And it's the Delicio commercial.
Ah!
There's this commercial for Delicio right now where they lasso the delivery man, and he says, I'm going to lasso the delivery man and pretend that this is delivery.
That would never happen.
Okay, fine. It's comical and it's out of this world, so I have suspended my belief. Until he suspended my...
Disbelief.
I don't care.
No, you suspend your belief. And you enter into
disbelief.
No, you suspend your
disbelief.
All right, we'll look this up later.
We will, I'm right.
He says to the lady, oh, hi, your delivery's here. He opens the box and says, try it. What would you do if your delivery man opened the box and said, try it? Would you try it? Would
no.
you pick up the slice and go, it tastes like delivery?
First.
And then if he said, what if I told you it was Delicio, not delivery? Would you then respond with, well, I wouldn't believe you. Where since when did delivery become the standard for flavor?
That's a pretty low standard,
yeah.
Now that you mention it. But the problem I have with that commercial is not the low standard of flavor. It's the awkwardness of having the pizza guy standing there and you still haven't paid.
As you take a bite of their pizza in front of them and tell them how delicious it is.
How far do you go with that? Do you keep eating? You like swallow some pop as well. At what point do you say, oh yeah, here's the credit card? I am uncomfortable with that commercial to the point of wanting to punch someone also.
It makes me want to punch them, and I don't understand why they want me to suspend my disbelief.
Thank you.
And then reinstate my disbelief to say, oh, she's actually trying it in front of him, and I don't believe you. I don't understand how I'm supposed to react to that commercial, and it makes me want to punch them.
In the commercial, I believe there's some sort of party happening behind her.
Oh, like, it's so annoying.
Like Home Alone, where they rig up those people.
Yeah, they look like shadow people.
In the background, having fun. You know they're not real, but at first glance, maybe they are. I think I've decided on who I want to punch.
All right, punch away.
Chuck Norris. Because I'm tired of everyone thinking he's some superhero, amazing guy who can roundhouse kick. I'm sure in real life, he just sits on his couch. And and he's got this amazing reputation that he doesn't deserve, and I'd like to punch him for it. When I went to England on Dork reference, girl guide trip, I was called Chuck Norris by a bunch of the girls on the trip because of my last name. That's all. Only reason. I was also called Jim Carrey because of my horribly rubbery face. And my mask-like reflections of the world.
Excellent.
Yeah. But Chuck Norris kind of stuck, and I wish it hadn't, because I hadn't done anything to earn this reputation, and I'm pretty sure Chuck had nothing to do with that either.
Mm-hmm. I think, since Christina brought this up, that we should make up a Chuck Norris joke that ends with him getting punched in the face by Christina.
This should be interesting. I think I got one that might work.
Okay, okay. I'm ready. You're okay. Unsure, but I'm
okay,
I'm ready.
We'll give it a go. If it sucks, we can always manipulate it.
Okay.
You know, massage it erotically till it works.
What does orc mean? That sounds uncomfortable.
I said massage it erotically until it works.
Oh, I thought until it orcs. I'm like, until it's some sort of mythical Lord of the Rings beast? Like, how long are you going to keep this Lord of the Rings thing up for?
Forever and ever! Okay, let me think about this mentally. I haven't quite formed it up. Okay, I think it's, okay, it needs work. I know this is going to be rusty, right, but I think you guys can help me out with this. Okay.
We can elaborate.
Okay. Chuck Norris. Okay. Chuck Norris used to call Christ tiny. But that was until Christina came out of the face. See how it kind of works, but it needs a
work. I get it, but it makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Like, Christ could have been a short man.
He probably was.
Probably. They had malnutrition back then.
I was going to say, the scurvy probably affected his growth.
There you go.
So, here's an idea. If you had a gay wand. And what I mean by this is a wand that could either turn things gay or...
Not a penis. Oh, that was no squirter.
You are all sorts of sexy.
I know.
She squirts out her nose.
Shh. Those are tears of happiness.
So if you had a gay wand... In what way would you use it?
What is that you're waving? Is it a gay wand? What are you, a gay witch? Don't make me gay.
Rosie fucking O'Donnell.
You would turn her on gay.
That's a really good
idea. You know,
she has really done not a lot. I know what,
she kind of turned it back a bit. You know, she is a bit of an annoying individual.
Mm.
And her declaring herself as a lesbian... took us back a step or two.
Oh, wow. But then that really...
The tap with my penis wand.
Does that change? This is a really fun-looking wand. I see it being phallic with, like, purple gold ribbons hanging
off. That sounds about right.
And I think it should shoot stars.
Like jism stars.
I decide on the Pope.
Ooh. Ooh. You went big.
Titillating. His tits are lating.
If I could use the gay wand on someone, I would wave it... I wouldn't wave it. I would rub it all over the Pope's upper lip.
Oh. This gorgeous wand just got rubbed.
And
that's
he
nice some Catholics.
Wow.
Would say, "Hello, ladies."
I think it would be hilarious.
Well,
he'd have way better costume choices.
Exactly.
Too.
Because of my gay wand, his robe would be pink.
Oh, yeah.
He would have a rainbow collar. He would have fishnets underneath that thing. He'd be wearing heels always.
Mm-hmm. He looks really sallow. I think some makeup.
Every time
Man needs some makeover.
He would like white out those eyebrows and like draw in some arched ones. Every time he presented to the crowd, he would like, you know, there'd be like,
hey,
and then like he'd come, yeah, and then like
it's
you'd hear that in the speakers.
Popes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
it would echo
popes.
Throughout the, Vatican City.
Yeah.
You'd hear like, yeah, it's raining men, and then it would be like men, 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 like all, and then he'd like come out and like wave his hand in the air. And
okay, we're going a little bit more Wizard of Oz here. It's like a gay Wizard of Oz.
He sounds magical. He actually sounds like a really fun being.
No, imagine if that was the Pope.
That would be rad, and I might become Catholic.
Yeah, if that was the Pope, I'd convert. It sounds like a party.
So that's what I would use my game wand for, Christina.
Wow, that's really good.
Try and beat that. Shit.
Okay, I have two.
Two.
And I was thinking as I looked out the window. I think I would like to un-gay a little bit Chips Ahoy cookies. I don't think they should have a copy mart on the rainbow. I think rainbow-flavored foods should be a little more approachable to everybody else.
They have a copyright on that?
I don't know. They are the only cookie and bake foods aisle that has rainbows.
And they're not even a good cookie.
No, they aren't. Not exactly. At all. So I want good tasting cookies
with rainbows
to have rainbow options.
I agree to that.
Okay. So that's one thing I'd like to be a little less gay is Chips Ahoy cookies. The thing I'd like to be a little more gay is weather. The only time anyone
I'm
ever...
I'm tired of this straight front.
You're rain, good at this game.
Rain is fucking straight. Clouds are straight. The only thing gay, yeah, rainbows. But they don't happen very often. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they're kind of like, oh, well, there it is. And then it's done. Sunshine is always there. Rain is always there. Clouds are always there. And I'd like them to be a little more flamboyant than how they are.
So you want, like, exuberant explosions of color.
Yeah, and I just wanted to be more proud of who it is.
That is so true. I'm tired of its, like, insecurities, the weather.
Yeah, I got a feeling that fog is in the closet all the time.
Mm-hmm. Fog's like, I'm here, and I'm asking everything.
Fog is like, I'm here, and I'm comfortable with who I am, but I hope you accept me. No, I'm not really telling you what I'm really all about. I'm precipitation, but I'm not really sure if I should be or not.
Wow, yeah. Science geekery.
Yeah, I know.
Behold.
You want weather to be more sure of itself.
Oh, and the word dew point, that it's so gay, but it's not yet.
Right.
Dew point.
You want...
I saw some dew point the other day, yo. Right?
Dew lucky. Point.
That is such a gay word.
Isn't
You're
it?
Right. We officially declared that gay.
All right. I can't wait to bring that up in way more
like
gay
normal
context. Because yeah. Really, it's been straight until here now.
Mm-hmm. Far too straight.
Yeah. Okay, I touch it with my phallic wand.
I got dew more point. Segments.
Oh,
we're
God.
Moving on.
That's a he, she said minute.
Oh. This is really hard. I wish it were longer. Want me to come again? That's what she said.
All right, let's talk about beer.
Okay, beer?
Beer.
Ah, oh, excellent.
Thank you.
The topic is beer in 3, 2, 1, go. I like a stout.
I don't like it if it's got too much head.
Sometimes I find it's too much and it tickles my nose. It makes me want to vomit a little bit.
Oh.
I like one that runs down my throat smoothly.
I don't know about that.
I think a good cold one is really best.
Okay, weird. Weird that you'd want a really cold one. I am still... I must admit I've never developed a taste for it. And I wish that it was more fruity flavored.
I go in and out of enjoying beer. In and out.
In and out. No, what I'm not a fan of is the pretentious microbrew.
What? Handling a beer is very specific. If you tip it too much one way, it spills out the top and it's no good.
And that's time. All right, well, that's a new segment called...
I like it. That's what he/she said.
Exactly. Okay, I have another idea.
I like your
Look
ideas.
At all my ideas.
You're really quite a brain
I'm an idea man.
AKA head trauma.
Okay, so I'm the type that is not witty.
No. I beg to differ.
And
he's funny, but he's not witty.
When someone says something to me, I'm one of those people who can't think of a comeback right away, and then like I'll like stew on it for a good 2 hours, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's what I should have said." So I thought maybe you guys are a little bit more witty than I.
Oh, what? We totally are.
And you could think of a good comeback.
So you think you can make fun of me? Well, I don't know what to say. Comebacks. Okay,
so yeah. I'm back in high school and I'm in gym class.
You are.
And I throw a ball and someone says, "Nice throw, girl."
Well, I got nothing. I'm blanking.
Come on, I can't say
it. Okay, what I was going to say was kind of weird, but I was going to say, I'm really good at tossing salads. I don't know if that's a good comeback or
it's not. It's not! Not in high school.
I don't think that would be in my favor.
Okay.
So even without providing response, mine's better.
Well, whatever. It's mine's still clever, even if it gets him beat up.
Okay, I'll set you up for it. Ready? I throw the ball, and someone says, "Nice throw, girl."
Well, I was going to comment on your nice penis in the shower room, but I didn't say anything, so you should keep your mouth shut, too.
Why do you guys make me out to be a super fag?
Because you kind of are.
How does that... How does that make it any... But that gets me beat up. The segment is to try to not get me beat up.
Okay, oh, no, you didn't say that.
I get it.
You
didn't
know that was a qualifier.
Oh, okay. You thought it was like, let's see how badly we can get him beat up.
The funniest quip. These are funny quips. Hers was a little really bit weird funny. Random. But funny quips doesn't necessarily mean defending my ass, I'm more masculine. That is different.
I don't know if there really is a good answer to nice throw, girl.
You're like,
I think that's really an uncomfortable thing that you really don't have a great comeback for.
I throw like Joe Montana. Is that even a person?
Joe Montang.
No, Joe.
He's a mountain range?
No, there's a fucking NFL player who throws well.
Wow, we are really not good at sports.
Not at all.
Biz. Okay, here's another situation. I'm in...
that was tricky.
I'm in college.
You go first.
And I'm hanging out with a group of guys.
Yeah, right.
And we go out for some drinks, and I order a martini, and they go, "What kind of a drink is that?"
It's delicious and highly alcoholic, so fuck you.
And I'll say, this drink is known in the Olympics as the sperm booster. And that is why I'm number one in gold, platinum, and jism shoots.
Oh, I'm never asking you guys for advice again. Okay, we run through a whole ton of segments.
Are we not going to even try my one?
Absolutely. That's what I'm getting to next.
I don't even think it's that great, but I'm drunk enough not to care. Okay, so my segment is Hollywood's Next Development.
Love stories with leprechauns and fetuses. Hollywood's Next Development.
I find we have... gone through a lot of supernatural / human love stories. So what mythical being human combo do you think should be the next big thing?
Centaur.
Half did man, you say centaur, beast? But like with a weird French accent?
She did.
Centaur.
Is it more sensuous?
They've got an upper half of a man or a woman. Because they have centaurs, women, halves.
They're called centaurs.
But then they are just hung with an animal bit at the end. And if you're willing to go there, good for you. And Christina just raised her hand.
I'm ready.
Let's do this horse thing.
That sounds fun.
Could they actually genuinely spin that into some sort of TV series?
I don't think that would be possible. I think there's far too much horse cock in that kind of show to make it onto some sort. Maybe HBO could handle it. But it would not be on the Fox network as sassy as they are. When you introduced the segment, I thought you were saying...
Well, that's not what she said.
What famous person is now involved in a relationship with a mythical beast?
Wow.
Brad Pitt is now dating a fairy.
Or, I just said alien, but actually...
Or Cameron Diaz is now, you know, dating humping Frankenstein.
You know what I think it's going to be? I think they're going to call back... Remember Look Who's Talking?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, remember Milo and Otis?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're going to call that shit back where they're going to start doing voiceovers again for real life things.
So real life babies and real life animals?
Well, what they haven't done yet is real life plants. So they're going to voiceover.
Can you imagine the discussion between a Douglas fir and a spruce?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
You need to have more sex and violence in that shit.
Yeah, pollination.
Yeah, just imagine how hot that is when the dandelions spray their shit around.
Oh, here go my spores into the wind.
No, that's when they release it. They're like, oh!
Trees pollinating is not sexy. I used to teach a thing. What voice would a willow have? Go, willow now.
Willow voice, Joe.
Come on. Come on, gentlemen.
That's the same voice you use for singing songs.
Approach me with your seed.
Oh my god.
Why? That does made he my have seed a hearing wither. Deficit?
Mm-mm. That was a tranny.
Because he's sad.
That was a tranny, Willow.
Or she's sad. Okay, Diana.
my mind keeps going to this, and maybe this speaks of my own fetish, but I think that the storyline, the love storyline, because it's always a love story, I would like to see unfold before my eyes is that is of a human and a leprechaun. Don't laugh at this. No, they're feisty, they're Irish.
Yes.
They're magical.
Yes.
And I have no doubt they can jackhammer like nobody's business. And if it's HBO, they'll show it.
Do they only show up once a year? Because I'm worried about that.
Nah, I think they're around all year. But no, sir, I can be like, no, I'm not being sarcastic here. I could see a tender love story between a leprechaun and a human.
All right.
Like a maid. She's like, I'm walking back to the village of carrying me jugs of milk. I've got to feed my family. They're freezing and they're thirsty and they need some milk. And then the leprechaun pops up and he's like, let me carry that for you, lady. Be a magical. And I've got a big banger and mash. I know. Like, it's HBO. They did spicy talk.
Okay, here's one.
Go.
Might sound uncomfortable at first thought.
I love that.
So, give it a moment. What if someone falls in love in a weird kind of way with a fetus?
Oh,
oh
my god!
That is involved and not in a paternal love. Let's say you're at some sort of clinic.
Right.
And the ultrasound technician has done 1,000 ultrasounds for families over the years. And is really bored of it and really, you know, not in love with his or her job anymore.
Right.
But sees this one and falls in love at first sight.
Wow.
It would be interesting and
And then there'd be a scene where he was like, do you want to see a picture of my girlfriend?
Oh my god.
I think that could be, yeah, interesting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would ever fly in the generic you population, think? But there's got
to
be a
niche
market.
You think people might object to that? Because I think I'm totally okay with that.
Well, then, we've got a viewer.
We've got one viewer who has no morals whatsoever.
She wanted to see Irish leprechaun love, so whatever.
That is erotic and midgety.
Okay, I think I've got enough theme songs to write at this point that we can wrap it up.
Can you please write a theme song involving Irish leprechaun midgety love?
Why not? I mean, it really, worked out
at
nicely.
At this point.
Thanks everyone for tuning in once again to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. Thanks Christina for joining us.
Woohoo! Christina!
Check out our Facebook page. Just search Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. And, give us a couple more episodes. We'll be on iTunes available for download.
Woo! Technology.
Oh, that means my
technology.
Mom.
I throw in sexy tones from time to time.
And hopefully we'll see you next week. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, yos!
That's it.
Drop it. I noticed your sexy voices tend to happen within the last quarter of the show.
Yeah, that's good.
Could that have anything to do with your alcohol consumption?
I want viewers to be aroused.